The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's so strange. The Democrat Party is too cowardly to denounce anti-Semitism in its ranks. I mean, of course, Ilhan Omar, who was meant to be censured in a resolution drafted by the DNC, but then of course her name was removed. And instead of lambasting anti-Semites, it ended up being a watered down piece of pablum boilerplate. How strange. But if you take a stand as a Democrat against anti-Semitism, what happens to you? I'm going to play a video cut. If you're watching at sebgorka.com, you'll see the video, but you'll also hear the audio. And this is what happened at the weekend at NYU when two hardcore radical anti-Semites accosted a pregnant Chelsea Clinton. Play video cut 9.
After all that you have done and all this on the video,
this right here is the result of a massacre stoked by people like you and the words that you have put out into the world. And I want you to know that, and I want you to feel that deep inside. 49 people died because of the rhetoric that you put out there.
What does I'm sorry you feel that way mean?
See, that was her first problem. You don't respond by, I'm sorry you feel that way. Either you condemn anti-Semitism or you don't, Chelsea Clinton. And you did. I know it's probably because you have a Jewish husband and this is personal for you. I get it. But don't let them intimidate you. These two extremists, Lean Dwyke and Rose Assaf, literally said that she is responsible for, quote, stoking the hatred that resulted in those people being murdered in New Zealand in those two mosques. Chelsea Clinton, because she calls Ilhan Omar out on her anti-Semitism, is stoking a murderer's massacre? The strange thing is, nobody on the left defended Chelsea Clinton. You know who did? I did. But you know who's much more powerful than I am? Donald Trump Jr. He tweeted the following. It's sickening to see people blame Chelsea Clinton for the New Zealand attacks because she spoke out against anti-Semitism. We should all be condemning anti-Semitism and all forms of hate. Chelsea should be praised for speaking up. anyone who doesn't understand this is part of the problem. Absolutely right. However, how did the left react today? This is fresh. This was from just moments before I opened the show. Have you heard of BuzzFeed? It's trash. It's the gutter press of the gutter press. Guess what BuzzFeed did today? They invited those two radical anti-Semites who accosted a pregnant Chelsea Clinton to write a guest column in BuzzFeed. In which they did what? In which they attacked Chelsea Clinton again. Absolutely stunning. In this piece, without any evidence of any way, shape, or form, they said Chelsea Clinton, quote, has fanned the flames of a bigoted anti-Muslim mob. The left, totally and utterly out of control. How do we know that? Well, let's listen to some audio with regards to the New Zealand attack and how the left is analysing it. Hillary Clinton's former running mate, Senator Kaine, had the following to say about Donald Trump and the murders in New Zealand. Cut four.
We saw in the aftermath of the horrible attack in Charlottesville that he tried to say that the white supremacists, neo-Nazis, neo-Confederates there were just, you know, good people. But when you see church shootings in Charleston, a synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, you see this hate-filled manifesto of the shooter in New Zealand who is murdering Muslims, we have to confront the fact that there is a rise in white supremacy, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim attitudes. The president uses language often that's very similar to the language used by these bigots and racists. And if he's not going to call it out, then other leaders have to do more to call it out. And I certainly will.
Oh, really? You're such a brave man, Senator Kaine. You are such an inveterate liar. You actually said the president called the Charlottesville white supremacists and neo-Nazis good people. Well, there's a great thing out there called the internet, and it allows you to go back and find the audio from press conferences. I played this on Friday, and I'm going to play it again for the senator from Virginia. Let's listen to what the president actually said. Donald Trump, cut seven.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America, and no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents.
So, Senator Kaine, did you hear that? Donald Trump, right after the attack, said that has no place in America. But I bet he doesn't know who Yakiv Palij is. You can look it up. J-A-K-I-W, Yakiv Palij, P-A-L-I-J. This man emigrated to America in 1949. Many decades later, it was found out that Yakiv Palij was a guard of Jewish prisoners at a forced labor camp under the Nazi regime. As a result, the U.S. government under President Bush stripped him of his citizenship in 2004. He was ordered in 2004. He was stripped of his citizenship in 2003. In 2004, he was ordered to be deported. But he wasn't. He wasn't deported. This Nazi death camp guard was not deported during President Bush's first tenure, not during his second administration, not under President Obama's first 4 years, not under President Obama's second 4 years in office. Huh. But then he was deported last year. By who? Donald Trump. So who takes white supremacy. Who takes Nazis seriously? Not President Obama. Not President George W. Bush. Donald Trump, who not only deported that Nazi who died in Germany once he was finally repatriated, but also he is the same man who moved our embassy to Jerusalem after every president for the last 23 years promised to do so but didn't. That's the reality. That's how much the mainstream media complex lies to you. That is how much sitting Democrat senators, congressmen and women lie to you every single day. But we won't let them. As long as we're here, as long as we're breathing, America First and your host, Sebastian Gorka, will give you the truth. You're listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the swamp in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, we will have none other than Congressman Jim Jordan with us. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/G-O-R-K-A. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Welcome back, dear friends. Appropriate bumper music from one superhero, Jan Michael Vincent, in his silent helicopter, Airwolf. To another, but a real one, Congressman Jim Jordan, representing Ohio's 4th District. Welcome aboard, Jim.
Never had that kind of introduction. No, good to be with you, though.
We try to make it a little bit different here in America First. Welcome. Listen, your name is mentioned frequently on this show as a handful of the people on Capitol Hill that actually has the president's back, of the hundreds of people in the Senate and the House that have the letter R behind their name. There's about a dozen who actually believe in the Make America Great Again agenda and try and support the president. Can you help for those who are being caught in the barrage of rhino excuses to explain to our listeners why what happened last week with those 12 senators was a travesty and why what the president is doing is not unconstitutional when it comes to the Southern Wall, please, Jim Jordan?
No, there's a statute, Sebastian. There's a statute that gives the president authority when there's an emergency to do an emergency declaration and to deal with it. That's exactly what is happening.
Right.
And anyone with common sense can see this is an emergency. I asked someone the other day, how many caravans does it take before it's an emergency? I think we're on the fifth one. Do we need a sixth, a seventh, an eighth? Do we need an endless caravan? Do we need another bust on the border, a drug bust, where they got enough fentanyl to kill 57 million Americans? Do we need one enough to kill 58 million, 59? What's it going to take? So obviously this is an emergency. Unfortunately, some of these Republicans just wouldn't go there, wouldn't do the right vote, in my judgment. I think what's interesting is the individuals who voted no, most of them were the same folks who last Congress, when we controlled everything, didn't want to deal with the border security wall then either. And that's, I think, kind of the real issue here, not this constitutional concern that some have raised.
All right, well, let me ask you about the other side of the aisle then. I don't want you to disclose any secrets here, but when you talk offline with the Democrats, how do they justify a 180-degree flip-flop on this issue from 2006? Is it just because Donald Trump's the president? I mean, what is going on here?
It's the crazy left. They think it helps them politically. I mean, think about the positions they've taken. Earl Blumenauer, our congressman, said abolish ICE. Secretary Clinton, when she ran for president, said she wants a borderless hemisphere. Nancy Pelosi has said walls are immoral, even though there's one between Tijuana and San Diego in her state.
Right.
And maybe the kicker is Stacey Abrams, who gave the response to the State of the Union speech by the president. The lady who gave the response is on record as saying she's okay with non-citizens voting.
Right.
So this is driven by the radical left. They think it helps them politically to just focus solely on being against the president. But as you and I know, in spite of everyone who's trying to stop the president, he's had an amazing 2.5 years as the president of the United States.
So what you're saying is the radicals have successfully taken over the Democrat Party.
Yep. I mean, think about the idea that they cheer on Kaepernick when he disrespects the flag. They cheer on Governor Cuomo when he made the statement, America's never that great. And they cheer on Maxine Waters when she says, go out and harass anyone who supports the president. That's the radical left today. You're seeing it in the crazy policies they're pushing forward, their Green New Deal, their positions on immigration, their 70% marginal tax break, getting rid of all private health insurance. This is where they're at. And it's all about radical left positions, stopping the president, not about what's good for the country.
So when does this end? They won't be able to turn over his veto. Is this just going to be battled out? Is the national emergency going to be battled out in the courts? Or will there be some political resolution, Jim Jordan?
They will bring it back up. The Democrats, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will bring it up. Veto override attempt next week. We will stop that. The vast, vast majority of Republicans are going to stick with the president because it's the right thing to do, and it's what the American people sent us there to do. So he will, his veto will be upheld, and then there'll be a battle in court. But I think in the meanwhile, the president needs to start get the contract signed, start doing anything and everything he can on the border to actually put up the barrier like we promised the American people we were going to do.
Very clear message for the president. Lastly, in the last 2 minutes we have left with Representative Jim Jordan, follow him at Jim_Jordan. How are you feeling right now as one of the real fighters in the trenches? How are you feeling about the conservative agenda and the 2020 election?
I feel great. I mean, in our state of Ohio, you know, Ohio is typically viewed as one of the bellwether states for the country. If you win Ohio, you can win the White House. Right now, if the election were held today, the president would win for sure. I don't care who they put up on the other side. And frankly, I think it'd be just as strong, maybe stronger than it was in 16 when he won our state by 8.5 points. So I feel really good about the president. And again, it comes down to the basics. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, the economy growing at an unbelievable rate, lowest unemployment in 50 years, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, both on the court. We're out of the Iran deal. The embassy's in Jerusalem. Hostages are home from North Korea. There's a new NAFTA agreement on the way. That's a pretty darn good record for 2.5 years, for goodness sake. And he's done all that. This is what gets me. He's done all that with the Democrats fighting him, the mainstream press fighting him, the bureaucracy fighting him, and establishment Republicans fighting him. And yet, that has all been accomplished in a short time.
Well, as long as we have you there and the handful of others, Meadows, Gates, Nunes, Zeldin, and Crenshaw holding the line, we'll do just fine in 2020. You have been listening to Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio's 4th District. Keep doing what you do, Jim. Follow him at Jim_Jordan. Thank you so much. He is fighting the good fight for what is right for our nation. You, too, have been fighting the good fight for those who are far less fortunate than we are, and who we can help. What am I talking about? Of course, our campaign here for the last 3 weeks, Food for the Poor. With your help, we have garnered enough support to provide food for 55 families suffering in the worst devastation since the Haitian earthquake. Food for a year and clean water for life. Just listen how even small gifts make a huge difference.
I really feel it should tug on everyone's heartstrings. Personally, I've been donating $20 a month. I'm on disability and my husband's passed and I don't have tons of extra money. But you know what? If somebody can go out to McDonald's and grab a meal, that's at least $5 right there. You know, if you do $5 a month for 12 months, that's $60. And if you could do $10 for 12 months, that's $120. We are God's hands and feet, and that's how God works.
We are God's hands and feet. Yes, indeed, she's absolutely right. And you can be a missionary without getting out of your chair. Just go to sebgorka.com, click on the Haiti banner, and make a donation that will change lives and may even save lives. $320 provides food for a family of four for a whole year. But any donation, don't be put off, any donation makes a difference for these people. Call 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or go to sebgorka.com. Any gift in any size will help those who are suffering the most in the poorest nation in our hemisphere. I thank you on behalf of Food for the Poor, on behalf of Salem, and on behalf of those people who you will be helping. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And you can also write to us, info@sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
My engineer Leroy just showed me what Chuck Woolery tweeted out with regards to Fox's recent decision. Fox News hires Donna Brazile, Chuck. Great, that's all we needed. Right? Something like that.
Seriously, you have to sit back and think, what is the Fox executive, what is the upper management thinking? Who does this appeal to? I mean, the left hates her as well. Because she helped Hillary steal the nomination from the Bernie bros. So what's the logic here, guys? Come on. I don't work for you anymore. I can ask the question. How do you think this makes business sense? You're not going to get more viewers. How about some real media news? This is from Paul Bedard. He goes by Secrets Bedard, B-E-D-A-R-D, at the Washington Times, a real newspaper. Quote, media boom. Salem Media Group expands again. Yes, we have. We have just bought PJ Media, which adds to townhall.com,
Hot Air Blog, Red State, Twitchy, BearingArms.com, radio host Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, and Seb Gorka and Regnery. Wow, is that an empire or what? Show by show, platform by platform, demographic by demographic. That's how you do it, Fox. Pay attention. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Yes, we are indeed. Let's go back to your calls. We have got to get some more calls in. It's on topic. It's line three. It's Pamela and it's Huntington Beach. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello, Pamela.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, get on with it.
Well, let's go.
Well, come on.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
You called me. Hey, you called me, lady.
No, I got it together. Fox News. Okay, no. Taking Judge Jeanine off and putting this other woman on, this is ridiculous. But everybody's going to stand silent. Everybody's going to allow our country to just fold.
I'm not. Why, are you?
No.
What are you talking about then? Don't be un-American.
The majority. The majority.
Rubbish.
Now. The
rubbish.
Millennials now.
Oh, who, seriously? 63 million people voted for the president. You don't think that's been added to in the last 2 years? Just on the basis of the economy alone, the silent majority has expanded. Why are you such a pessimist?
Awesome.
Why are you such a pessimist?
Our president is magnificent, okay? But the problem is the desensitization of citizens.
Yes.
I mean, look at Ilhan Omar. Look at the incident. Nobody's having to struggle there.
Look, at the end of the day, it's very simple math. Nobody thought he would win in 2016. He crushed it utterly. Remember, the night of the election, the New York Times said Hillary has a 93% chance of winning. HuffPost said 96% chance. He trounced Hillary Clinton. In the last 2 years, just on economics alone, that majority has undoubtedly increased. Then you add national security. Then you add just a sense of general upbeat morale increasing in a positive direction. How are you worried about 2020?
I'm not really worried about 2020. What I'm worried about is the slow demise. That's what I'm worried about.
Well,
the slow demise. I mean, getting Judge Jeanine out.
Look, I take your point completely. You're a very interesting caller. Thank you, Pamela, for calling. That was an unusual start to a call. And I think, you know, just the timing alone, seriously, they decided to hire Donna Brazile, and they announce the day, what, 2 days? Is it Monday? 2 days after they suspend Judge Jeanine. I mean, what, you could not be more tone deaf to your base at Fox. I know, because I travel the country and I talk to people. I can't tell you how many people tell me I have Fox on at home the whole day. It never gets switched off. What do you think is going to be the reaction to a loyal viewership like that when you make those two announcements within 72 hours of each other, that Judge Jeanine, warrior, is suspended? And Donna Brazile, the cheat, the liar, the thief, is hired. Not smart, guys. Not smart. Give us a call, Fox executives. I know you're hiding on the table right now, but, you know, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Make your voices heard. I want to know what you think about Fox's double decisions. But before we do that, let me also share with you the good news. I went to church yesterday, as usual, and for the first time since I started taking, you know, Relief Factor, I enjoyed the capacity to be able to kneel without my lower back hurting me. Why is that? Because since I started taking it at the launch of the show, that pain has gone. It's stunning. I thought I'd just have to get used to it. I couldn't kneel properly, got into awkward positions always, had to bend my lower back, but it did what it said it was going to do, which is reduce inflammation from daily aches and pains. It's 100% natural, 100% drug-free. I take 4 capsules in the morning, 4 capsules at night, and it has totally gone. That's why tens of thousands of listeners are customers of Relief Factor. I endorse it. Dennis Prager endorses it. Hugh Hewitt for a reason. It's real. The three-week quick starter pack is $19.95. What have you got to lose? More than 70% of the people who try it stay with it because it has worked for them. That is remarkable. Check it out now. Do yourself a favor. Go to relieffactor.com. More of your calls next, 833-334-6752, here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I never studied Spanish, but I took Latin and French, so he goes, El Consejo Ciudadano para la Seguridad Pública y la Justicia Penal. How's that? Convinced? Come on. What? He's shaking his head. How superb. Of course, that means the Citizen Council for Public Safety and Criminal Justice has just released a report about murder. Tijuana is listed as the deadliest city in the world per capita based on the 2018 registered homicide count. How about this? This is from a report by Robert Aker. The report ranks the 50 deadliest cities in the world, with Mexican municipalities showing in 5 of the top 6. But hey, who needs a wall? Seriously, we don't need a wall, do we? Unbelievable. But as Jim Carafona told us, it's not about the truth, it's about politics. Another piece of news, a little bit more entertaining. The New York Post, Nolan Hicks. Mayor de Blasio, you know who he is. What's he called? Big Bird. That's what Chris Plant calls him, Big Bird. He held an event in New Hampshire on Sunday. If you subtract the people on the panel, there were 14 people in the panel. There were 6 people left in the audience. So the, you know, the headline says, it speaks to a crowd of 20 people. Yeah, minus 14 in the panel. Dear, oh dear, some people just don't get it. Anyway, we are back. What a Monday it has been already. Congressman Jim Jordan, Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. And now we have a good friend of mine, former colleague, none other than Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly, are you with us?
Oh, Dr. Gorka, how are you? It's always a great day in America when we get to be on your show, so I'm super excited.
Oh, my gosh, check's in the mail. It's not Dr. Gorka to you. You're my friend. My friends get to call me Sebastian. Or Seb. Seb's even better.
Yes, or Seb. Yes, that's what the people like that.
So she,
a nice ring to it.
She is vice chairwoman at America First PAC. Follow her, Kim Guilfoyle. That's G-U-I-L. F-O-Y-L-E. Kimberly, so much to talk about. Thank you for always being there, pushing back on the lies and campaigning and supporting our 45th Commander-in-Chief. Let me ask you, it's been a pretty tough weekend for who's the savior of the Democrats? What's his name? Beto. Pretty tough weekend, no?
Well, you have to understand, this is the best, because they're just they're cannibalizing one another, the Democrats are, which is perfect, you know, because quite honestly, they're all just kind of a race to the finish, which is ultimately going to be a loss against our fabulous 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, I'll tell you that much. But, you know, I was in Texas recently and with the people that are running Beto's campaign. And, you know, he was waiting and kind of hanging out there to see, to try to jump in. He wanted to see how some of the early front runners, you know, how they fared. But, you know, the consensus was, and I'll give you some behind the scenes, which is that they said to him, listen, this is the hottest you're going to be ever in your life, even though you lost to Ted Cruz. So if you're going to run for president, the time is now. But ultimately, you know, I'm not convinced that he's also not you know, on full pageant parade for a vice presidential spot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
So we'll see. The people that they're thinking about, it's like Biden, Beto O'Rourke, who's, I mean, you can't even make it up, Beto, Lucky Charms O'Rourke, and, you know, Kamala Harris has tried to dip her toe in the pool. That didn't seem to work out so well either. Elizabeth Warren has been exposed as a complete and utter fraud, and also some buffoonery in that bizarre, like, kind of commercial video thing that she put out. So I don't really know. I mean, Bernie Sanders is also, his team is really pushing back against a lot of people because they want to take some people out early. And that's why you're seeing them go aggressive against Beto, because they worry about him in terms of his ability, you know, to fundraise. He did a lot in terms of being able to raise money,
yes,
you know, in the Texas Senate race. Nevertheless,
You're traveling the country. Let's forget about the members of the circus that are eating each other. In the last minute and a half we have left, what are the reactions? What's the sense on the ground that you're getting from those who support the president? Are you optimistic? Are you hearing what we need to hear in terms of the next 4 years, Kimberly Guilfoyle?
I 100% am, and I'll tell you, I was on a panel recently with Jim Messina, in fact, just a couple weeks ago, and, you know, Matt Rose is one of Romney's guys before, and they had all the numbers and graphs and figures out there, and they were just showing the tremendous strength, essentially, of the Trump presidency with the economic numbers. The facts, the numbers, the statistics don't lie, okay? It's powerful, it's persuasive, and as you know, being a student of history as well, when you have a robust economy, when you have a Trump economy that he's really taken hold of and the country is benefiting, no one left behind, it's incredible the amount of support out there in the field from Americans. And I told both of them, hey, listen, you guys are, you know, everybody's grossly underestimating the support that the president has. Before, he was campaigning on ideas. Now he's actually fulfilled and exceeded those promises.
Right.
They're going to have to reckon with that. And you're going to have senior Democrats running against one another. They're going to splinter off support and funds. It's actually the perfect storm. And it's the best recipe for 2020 success for the president and ultimately for America, because President Trump is who Americans deserve.
In the last 30 seconds we have left, what is your message to those who are on the fence with regards to the president in 2020, Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Do you want a better life and more money in your pockets and more discretionary spending to enjoy an economy that puts you in charge of the checkbook? Or do you want to turn this into Venezuela and a socialist country that we will never recognize again if you allow these people who are lawless, who are feckless with your money, with your country, and let them get in and take the Oval? They've already tried to take the president out with really reprehensible means and fake investigations and collusion. And the only thing we've come out from any of this is the fact that they are the ones that have been colluding to take out a duly elected American president. I like our odds in 2020. Feel good about the president and what he's accomplished.
I think she should do this for a living, don't you? Wow, that was quite a pitch. Kimberly Guilfoyle, follow her, Kim Guilfoyle on Twitter. That's the message. Freedom, prosperity, or Venezuela. God bless you, warrior princess. Our board is full of calls. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You are next.
Got different companies running your web design, social media marketing, and geofencing, but not sure which is getting you customers and which is a waste of your dollars? Contact us at Salem Surround. We can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports, and instantly move your advertising to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Salem Surround.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy.
So So the call board was empty because I hadn't mentioned the phone number for a while, and then Kimberly Guilfoyle comes on, and then boom, it's full. Wow, what a powerful lady. She is going to do some amazing things in the next year, campaigning for the Make America Great Again agenda. Thank you, Kimberly, for what you do, and Don Jr. as well. Let's go straight to the call board. Let's go to line 3. Dennis, Cleveland, Ohio, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I have to tell you that Jeanine Pirro has been one of my heroes on Fox, and I am just really distressed that her breath of fresh air has been taken off of Fox News.
Well, make your feelings felt. Write to Fox. Call them up. You know, tell them what you feel.
Yeah, how do I do that? I mean, where do I send something?
Well, at the headquarters, Avenue of the Americas in New York. Just go online, get the address. Yeah. Yeah, the New York headquarters.
You know what? The other thing I'm distressed at is the founder of Fox News turned his business over to his son, right? Who is not conservative.
Two sons.
Sons.
Yeah.
So is this transformation starting now?
Some would say it started a while ago. There are certain things that are happening at Fox in the last year and a half that, as how shall I say this? I'm not going to mention any names. A very powerful media figure told me, and repeatedly, and then the most famous TV agent, so the person who represents on-air talent, both of them used the same phrase with me repeatedly. They said, this isn't the old Fox. So, yeah.
Here's my concern.
Yeah.
When you put together Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, we don't have people like you to give us a breath of fresh air and just be spokesmen for the conservative position. What's left? I mean, are we going to have to create something new? Are the American people going to have to wake up and find a new venue?
Dennis, this is America. That's why Salem Radio just bought PJ Media. I mentioned it in the last segment. That's why I joined the Sinclair Broadcast Group, which has literally 10 times the coverage of Fox News in terrestrial broadcasting, not cable, but actually terrestrial broadcasting. So look, this is America. This is the greatest economy in the world. Sooner or later, market forces will dominate, Dennis.
So. Well, Dr. Gorka, you have a vital role to play. I'm so glad you have this show going. And I will send my communications. I'm just absolutely upset because we need people that are willing to articulate the truth as they see it and not be afraid. If we start becoming so afraid we can't speak our mind, we're in deep trouble.
It's incredibly important. Thank you, Dennis, for calling. That last thing you said is the most important thing. We mustn't be afraid. If you find yourself not acting or censoring yourself, then the radicals have won. Listen to Kimberly Guilfoyle. It's the choice between prosperity and safety or Venezuela. Call Fox News, write to them, tell them what you think. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn,
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.